Reporters and constituents eager to hear directly from Taylor were disappointed Wednesday. He was exempted from testifying because Congress is in session. His staff helped gather signatures to get Brown on the ballot. The judge ruled there were multiple instances of forgery and fraud among those signatures. When asked whether they had been involved or whether that effort was directed by the congressman, six of his staff members opted to plead the fifth rather than answer. Here's Democratic Party lawyer Jeffrey Bright speaking after the ruling.
When six people say, "I refuse to take the witness stand," it says a lot about whether or not there was a fraud committed.
Democrats accused the Taylor campaign of wanting Brown on the ballot in order to split the Democratic vote.
Taylor put her on there for one reason: to steal votes from the Democratic candidate, Elaine Lorient.
A special prosecutor is still investigating and could possibly bring criminal charges. The second district race is being watched closely. Democrats consider it a seat they could flip in their effort to take back the majority in the House this fall. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.